Bringing a baby into the world changes everything: your sleep, hormones, routine, emotions, and body. It's completely natural to start thinking about postpartum weight loss soon after delivery. But here's something every new mom needs to hear: healing comes first. Your body spent 9 months growing as a human. Recovery, hormone stabilization, and rebuilding strength take time. The goal isn't rapid transformation. It's steady, sustainable progress that protects your health, supports energy levels, and, if you're breastfeeding, maintains milk supply. In this guide, we'll break down realistic calorie goals, a healthy postpartum weight loss timeline, smart food choices, and practical strategies that actually work for busy new moms. What really happens to your body after birth? Understanding your body helps remove unrealistic expectations around postpartum weight loss. After delivery, several things are happening simultaneously. Hormone levels drop dramatically. The uterus shrinks back to pre-pregnancy size. Fluid retention decreases. Muscles and connective tissues begin repairing. Sleep patterns become irregular. Immediately after birth, most women lose 10 to 13 pounds, baby, placenta, fluids. After that, weight loss slows, and that's normal. Your metabolism may fluctuate, especially if breastfeeding. Hunger often increases because your body is using additional energy to produce milk. Safe postpartum weight loss starts with respecting this recovery phase. A realistic postpartum weight loss timeline. Social media often promotes snapback culture, but biology doesn't work that way. A healthy postpartum weight loss timeline typically looks like this. Weeks 0 to 6. Focus entirely on recovery. No calorie restriction. Nourish your body. Weeks 6 to 12. If medically cleared, begin gentle walking and light core rehabilitation. Months 3 to 6. Gradual fat loss may begin naturally, especially if you're active and eating balanced meals. Months 6 to 12. Steady progress continues. Many women reach their comfortable weight during this period. Losing 0.5 to 1 pound per week after recovery is considered safe. Faster weight loss can affect milk production. Increase fatigue. Slow tissue healing. Elevate stress hormones. Sustainable postpartum weight loss is about consistency, not urgency. Safe calorie goals for new moms. Calorie needs vary based on age, pre-pregnancy weight, activity level, breastfeeding status, hormonal recovery. If you're not breastfeeding after the 6 to 8 week recovery window, a moderate deficit of 300 to 500 calories per day is generally safe. Avoid extreme restriction. Dropping calories too low can slow metabolism, increase cravings, reduce energy needed for childcare. If you're breastfeeding, breastfeeding burns approximately 400 to 500 calories daily. Your body requires adequate fuel to maintain milk supply. Instead of aggressive dieting, maintain only a small 200, 300 calorie deficit. Avoid going below 1,800 calories daily, general guideline. Focus on nutrient-dense foods. Balanced nutrition supports steady postpartum weight loss without compromising your baby's needs. Building a balanced postpartum weight loss diet. A smart postpartum weight loss diet focuses on nourishment, not restriction. Prioritize protein. Protein supports muscle repair and keeps you full. Good sources include eggs, Greek yogurt, paneer or tofu, lentils, chicken, fish. Aim for protein at every meal to stabilize blood sugar and reduce cravings. Don't fear carbohydrates. Carbs are essential for energy, especially when sleep deprived. Choose oats, brown rice, whole wheat roti, sweet potatoes, quinoa, Complex carbs support steady energy levels and help regulate mood. Include healthy fats. Hormone recovery depends on adequate fat intake. Add nuts and seeds, avocado, olive oil, flax seeds. Healthy fats improve satiety and brain health. Hydration is critical. Breastfeeding mothers especially need increased fluids. Aim for 2.5 to 3 liters daily. Coconut water occasionally. Herbal teas. Proper hydration supports digestion and helps manage hunger signals during postpartum weight loss. Postpartum weight loss tips that actually work. Here are realistic postpartum weight loss tips designed for sleep-deprived moms. Eat regularly. Don't skip meals. Skipping increases cortisol and leads to overeating later. Prep simple foods. Keep boiled eggs, chopped fruit, nuts, yogurt, and ready-to-eat healthy meals accessible. Focus on steps first. Walking 20 to 30 minutes daily improves insulin sensitivity and mood. Add strength training gradually. Light resistance bands or body weight exercises preserve muscle. Manage stress. Chronic stress slows fat loss. Breathing exercises and short naps help regulate hormones. Small habits compound over time. Why sleep impacts postpartum weight loss. Sleep deprivation increases ghrelin, hunger hormone, and reduces leptin, satiety hormone. That means you feel hungrier. Cravings increase. Fat storage becomes easier. While perfect sleep isn't realistic with a newborn, try napping when possible. Sharing night duties if available. Avoiding heavy late-night meals. Improving sleep quality supports long-term postpartum weight loss naturally. Exercise guidelines after delivery. Always consult your doctor before resuming workouts. Vaginal delivery. Light walking can begin within days if comfortable. C-section. Wait at least 6 to 8 weeks before structured workouts. Start with pelvic floor exercises. Gentle core strengthening. Light stretching. Short walks. Avoid intense abdominal workouts too early. Core recovery takes time. Exercise should complement, not replace, a balanced postpartum weight loss diet. Emotional health and body image. Postpartum recovery isn't only physical. Body changes can impact self-esteem. Social pressure adds unnecessary stress. Remind yourself. Your body carried life. Stretch marks and softness are part of healing. Progress isn't linear. Healthy postpartum weight loss includes mental well-being. If you feel overwhelmed, speak with a healthcare professional. Common mistakes to avoid. Avoid these common pitfalls. Crossmark crash dieting. Crossmark eliminating entire food groups. Crossmark comparing your progress to celebrities. Crossmark exercising intensely too soon. Crossmark ignoring emotional hunger. Extreme methods often backfire, slowing sustainable postpartum weight loss. Tracking without obsessing. Tracking food intake can create clarity, but it must be done gently. That's where Calorie Tracker Buddy becomes useful. Calorie Tracker Buddy helps you set safe calorie targets. Log daily meals easily. Monitor protein intake. Track hydration. Adjust goals gradually. Instead of guessing, you gain awareness. For new moms juggling multiple responsibilities, structured tracking reduces anxiety around eating. Calorie Tracker Buddy supports safe postpartum weight loss by promoting balance, not restriction. Long-term expectations. Many women retain 5 to 10 pounds long-term, and that's okay. The focus should be strong muscles, balanced hormones, good energy levels, emotional stability. True success isn't just a number on the scale. Gradual progress over 6 to 12 months is completely normal. In fact, slower fat loss is more likely to stay off permanently. Final thoughts. There's no universal blueprint for post-baby recovery. Everybody responds differently. Safe calorie goals, a nutrient-rich postpartum weight loss diet, gentle movement, realistic expectations, and smart tracking create a sustainable path forward. Remember, heal first. Eat enough protein. Stay hydrated. Move gently. Be patient. Healthy postpartum weight loss isn't about shrinking quickly, it's about rebuilding strength, confidence, and energy for this new chapter of life. And that strength starts with compassion toward yourself.